You're listening to the PB&J Show with Pam, Brian, and Joey. Join them now at thepbandjshow.com.
Recording.
It's a lot of pressure. Yeah. And your mark, you said go.
Be funny.
I can't. It's a show about nothing.
It's a show about... No, I think that's trademarked. We can't.
Oh, we can't? Don't tell Seinfeld. Okay.
So welcome to episode 48 of the PB&J Show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
We're going to podcast every day for 7 days in a row.
Yep, this is day two.
That's like the same as a week.
It generally, that is a week.
7 = 7.
Except on leap year.
No, it still is a week then, too. Marty Butt. You know what I never noticed before? This unicorn has blue eyes.
Blue eyes? Are they beautiful?
They are. They're resplendent.
I was going through my Facebook memories.
Oh, Lord.
And today, a few years ago today, I posted, here it is, 2011.
Yeah.
Two Blind Squirrels.
Yeah.
Episode called Giant Nasty Infected Bloody Ear Booger.
Ew, that sounds fascinating. That was the name of their show?
Yeah.
Oh. So, wow.
I said, good times.
Good memories, good. Yeah.
But you can find that at mylifeministries.org.
Okay. Awesome.
Tell them Brian sent you. Anyway.
It was a fun podcast.
Yeah. I've been trying to put a little bug in their ear about coming back.
A bloody ear booger bug? Well, I mean, yeah. It's fun to listen to other people's projects and stuff.
Yeah.
Listen so, in, eavesdrop.
Right.
You know.
Like people are right now.
Be part of the conversation. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know.
Like what? Share. Let's talk about that.
Please share. Like group therapy or something. I need to be reclining more, though, for that to be effective. I don't know. I just don't feel like we're all that entertaining. But, I mean, I like talking to you.
We don't have to be entertaining.
So
this is for us.
But if
somebody wants to listen, they can listen.
Okay. And we're glad you do.
Absolutely.
If you do. And if you don't, that's okay.
Yeah, we'll give you your money back.
I'm going to needlepoint that on a pillow for you.
So we are doing the Love Your Spouse Challenge via podcasting.
It is a challenge to love your spouse sometimes, right, honey?
Yes.
I can't believe you said that. That was such a setup and you walked right into it. It's terrible.
Is it not an obvious yes?
I mean, we're going to have an off-the-air conversation.
It wouldn't be worth it if it wasn't a challenge.
Just kidding.
I know.
You're right. Things that have value take effort.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not worth working. If it's not worth working for, it's not worth having.
That's what my dad said when I was saving up for a car. So thanks to my sister Doreen for nominating me. Like I said yesterday, I don't know why it seems to be the wives getting nominated. I haven't seen any husbands get nominated.
I didn't get nominated.
So, well, maybe it's assumed that if you nominate the wife, then by default, the husband's got to have his picture in every post, too. But we're supposed to nominate two people every day, and I don't know if we're doing that. Are we going to just tag 14 people at the end of this and say, have at it?
Two people today. We didn't do it yesterday. You said you were going to nominate your sister again.
Ha ha ha.
She has to do it all over again with different pictures.
That would be super. I have a couple really cute pictures she hasn't posted yet of those two. But, yeah. So,
who would you like to nominate?
Jen and Dave.
Oh, okay.
And Two Blind Squirrels.
All right. I will put that up.
What do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
Tag your it.
And
you don't have to do it via podcasting.
No, but I mean, if you do it if you want. But yeah. It's a nice way, I guess, to promote love and marriage.
Sure.
And have a positive message out there on Facebook when so many times all we have on the media and the social media is wah wah.
That usually comes from me.
Depressing.
I'm usually the cause of that too.
You're such an instigator sometimes, honey, and I don't just really. I know you enjoy it. You enjoy a good, healthy debate. And you like for things to be black and white. And I just see, you know, there's a lot of gray area in life. And I don't see a point in upsetting somebody else's apple cart. And not that you do it for sport, but it's stressful to me. It's like, you know, okay, I have to dig in and fight for my position, which I'm willing to do. But it's not for entertainment, you know, and not the Facebook platform isn't where I want to do it.
Okay.
And it's just my point of view, but you do it your way, but you instigate stuff, and then I'm like, oh, our friends are going to see it. And sometimes you instigate with friends, but usually it's funny, but sometimes it's not.
I want people to think. And I want people to be able to defend their positions. If they can defend their position, fine. But if they're just going with a crowd, I want them to...
Think about why you're following that crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I get it. I do get it. It's just, I don't know, we're not wired the same, but that's why we can live together and still live together. So.
Speaking of politics, though. I just realized, no, this is it's not politicky. It's just something interesting. You know how whenever a Democrat is seen in public, they're wearing a blue tie, and whenever a Republican is seen in public, they're wearing a red tie?
Right, supposedly, yeah.
Usually, it doesn't always happen that way, but in general, that's what they do, just to represent their party.
It's kind of like your gang colors or whatever.
Exactly, uh-huh. Right. When Ted Cruz gave his speech at the convention,
oh dear,
he was wearing a white tie. Awesome.
What do you think that means? Like I'm independent?
Third color? Third party?
Oh.
I hope so.
Oh. See, could he wear a red, white, and blue tie and then just be like...
Well, he can wear any color tie he wants. I just thought it was interesting.
I vote for purple. Can we have a political party with purple? A good political party. A cool one. Not like, you know, PETA or something ridiculous like that.
I just thought that was an interesting little thing.
Is he trying to tell you something?
I haven't heard anybody talking about it.
It sort of feels like everything in this campaign is on purpose.
Yeah, but I haven't heard anybody talking about it. And I can't be the only person that...
Who noticed?
Thinking about it.
Well.
So, if you have an opinion on that, I would love to hear it.
Yeah.
Conspiracy type stuff.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, you had a topic you want to talk about.
Not necessarily.
No?
No. Anyway, I have a list of possible things if we run out of stuff. I kind of like winging it because then it seems more organic.
Okay.
If that's... Did we stop recording?
It's still going.
Oh. Okay.
But last time it did that, the computer locked up. So we're 8 minutes in. So.
Yay for Windows 10?
Yay for Windows 10.
Are we done?
Hey, look, the screen came on. No, we're still recording.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to edit out all the little bleeps and bloops.
Ba-doot.
So.
We upgraded to Windows 10 at the office.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's been a couple of months now. And the one thing I was so very happy to have back is the calendar.
Yeah.
Because I know you can do, like, the Google Calendar, and it syncs up with all your other calendars. And you can do that on Windows 10, too, and sync it with all your other. But I just want one for work, and I want one that will come up when I turn my computer on, and I can see my reminders and things like that, because I have recurring things that need to happen, and then I have routine things that don't recur the same time every month.
Right.
But they still need to happen, you know, by a certain time.
Right.
And so having those calendar reminders is a big fat deal for me, and I really enjoy having that, and that's back there with Windows 10. So, I mean, a lot of emails have it. Our company email happens to not have a calendar feature, so that was a big win for me.
Cool.
And you can get the weather, so.
Yeah.
So, it kind of combines the best of your handheld and your PC.
I've got it on my tablet, and I haven't had a problem with it.
But okay.
This is the second computer we put it on, the one I'm recording on right now, and it's an older laptop, so I'm hoping that it's going to be okay.
Isn't it cute how Joey thinks that one's his?
Yeah.
Because you have one, and so he should have one.
Right.
It's my laptop. It's mine. I share it with him because I'm nice.
Right.
But it's cute how he thinks that's his game laptop.
So you have on your list Brian's irrational fear of what?
Keurigs.
Keurigs.
Can you not read my messy scrawl upside down?
Not upside down, no.
You're going to need to practice.
I guess.
So, yeah, I mean, you keep ragging on the Keurig, and I keep trying to come up with real-life examples to where they're pretty awesome. So,
okay.
I think you just have a phobia.
I don't have a phobia.
You just don't. It's hard for you to be, you know, not right. I'm not saying the wrong, like the Fonz.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that? How you couldn't say that he was wrong?
Right.
That was funny.
Well, here's my thing. I just don't think it's a practical way to make coffee. And
if you have a large crew who wants the same flavor coffee, it's not. If you have two or three people who might want coffee, hot cocoa, or chai tea, then everybody can brew their own cup, and boom, you're done. There is some waste associated because the K-cups are that plastic material or whatever.
Yep.
But I run mine through twice because the first cup's pretty strong, and then the second cup is just how I like it.
I can't tell you the guy's name, but I did hear that the inventor of the Keurig.
Mr. Keurig?
I guess.
I don't know for sure. I just made that.
He regrets. He's an environmentalist, and he regrets inventing the Keurig. Not enough to give away all the money that he's made from the Keurig.
Well, maybe he could sow some of it back into environmental practices.
But he sees that so many landfills are just filling up with these little white cups.
Why? Because they sort the K-cups into a separate landfill pile?
I doubt it. It's just a story I heard that he regrets creating the Keurig.
Huh. I think it's a nifty invention. I think it's a nice way to customize your morning cup of joe or whatever. If you want hot cocoa or if you want chai tea or, you know, some other kind of flavor, it's very customizable. They're not inexpensive. And if you wanted to, you could peel the K-cup, dump the coffee out, and recycle the parts of the coffee insert. You could. I'm kind of surprised my sister doesn't because she likes to recycle. But, you know, but she can only have one cup of coffee a day. So it doesn't make sense for her to have a 12-cup pot of coffee.
But you don't have to make 12 cups.
Taking up counter space when she's only going to use it for 1/12 of that. Right? I mean, no, you don't have to brew 12 cups of coffee, but it still is taking up that amount of space. But here's the Keurig. Everybody will use it for something. You can make a cup of soup in there.
Yeah.
You could. Picture this. You get your ramen noodles. You mush them up into a coffee cup. You run the hot water through. Boom. Ramen soup.
Okay.
You didn't think of that, did you? Did you? Now, look who's inventing.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Does she have a microwave?
Yeah.
Does she know how to put a bowl of water in the microwave?
Brian, you're being freaking difficult. I'm not saying there's not other ways to do it. I'm saying you can use your Keurig for more than just a pot of coffee.
I know that.
So, it's not evil, it's not bad, and it's not impractical for certain families. We'll never have one because you're so stubborn, but I can enjoy other people's Keurig happiness.
Would you like a Keurig?
Gosh, not anymore. Anyway.
All right.
I think it's an irrational fear.
Is it?
Yeah.
So what would that fear be based on?
Being wrong. Look at, okay, so we've been married for almost 20 years, uh-huh. and I can pick on you a little bit because most of the time, you're not wrong. It's annoying, but it's true. So, I can tease you a little bit.
Sure.
When there's wiggle room.
And right about now, when I'm editing this program, I'm going to loop what you just said about 3 or 4 times.
What? What did I say?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Oh, good Lord. See, this is how you get me to do stuff. You tell other people that I'm going to do it, and therefore I feel committed. Mm-hmm. And then you get it somehow in permanent record so that you can use it against me forever.
But if it's true, it's true, and it'll always be true. So
that's true.
See?
Because 2 + 2 = 4. Anyways.
Okay. All right.
Moving on.
So, been about 16 minutes.
Who should we nominate from yesterday, though?
Rogers is?
Sure.
Mike and Beth Rogers.
Yeah.
And
I haven't seen them tagged in any yet.
Who else? Your friend Cheryl?
Yeah. Let's tag Cheryl.
Okay.
Okay. Cheryl and George.
All right.
You are tagged.
Okay, aww. Well, thank you for joining us on episode 48, and we would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We would love to hear some voicemails that we can talk about.
Share pictures of you and your sweetie.
Sure. You can email me at brian@thepbandjshow.com.
How many ats are in that email? If you want to send an email, send it to brian@thepbandjshow.com.
Or towards. Brian at.
Towards Brian? No, because it's a to field. It's not a towards field. Good night. There's always something with this part, isn't there?
You can send us a 90-second voicemail at speakpipe.com.
Could it be?
/thepbandjshow.
An 80-second voicemail?
Yes.
So 0 to 90.
0 to 90.
90 is the cutoff.
Yes.
But if you can't talk for 90 seconds straight, which sometimes I can't do either.
Just whistle Dixie for me.
Whatever.
Rest of the time.
Whistled. I don't even know what that is. But it makes me think of that Bright Side song from As Good As It Gets.
And you can check out our Facebook page at the PB&J Show.
And that's found on Facebook?
On the Facebook website.
On the internet?
Yes.
On your handheld device or PC or Mac?
Yes. Or just go out your front door and shout, the PB&J Show.
Where are you? Hey, you guys. What show is that from?
Hey, you guys.
It feels like...
Sounds familiar.
Was that Zoom?
Yeah. Hey, you guys.
Or was that the Electric Company?
Electric Company.
Yeah. Oh, that was a super show. Why do I always reminisce about childhood TV on this podcast?
Why not?
Why not? Exactly.
Thank you for joining me, Pam.
Thank you for having me in your studio, Brian.
It's your studio, too.
It's been super.
Super duper.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
As you told people we would.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can find all of the info about the show at thepbandjshow.com. This show is a proud member of the PB&J Network, found at pbandjnetwork.com.
Hi, everyone. I just want to put in a quick note here about the amazing offer that we have to our listeners through audibletrial.com/PBJ. You can get a free audiobook. You can choose from over 180,000 audiobooks and get a free 30-day trial to audible.com. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/PBJ. Sign up for their free trial. Just click on the Get My Free Audiobook. It's a big orange button there. And you can get your free 30-day trial, which you can cancel at any time. There's no risk. And you get a free book. It's that easy. I have gotten the entire Hunger Game series through Audible, and it's a great way to read while you're working, read while you're exercising, while you're doing housework. And people love to read during the summertime, but where do you find the time? Well, this is the way you do it. I am a huge fan of audiobooks. I'm currently going to school, and we have to read a book a month, and this is just a great way to get that book read and get that material in your brain. So over 180,000 plus books that you can choose from at audibletrial.com/PBJ.